Guys, we started this tradition a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, let me hear it. Sound the patron bell.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing. We gotta get a real bell.
Yeah, let's get a real bell.
Last time I heard it, and I went listen back to the episode, and I was like, we are terrible.
That was stupid.
Bing, bong.
We've got not one, but two new patrons to shout out this week for our episode.
All right.
Justin Hicks and S. Baldwin. I don't know what your first name is, but your username is S. Baldwin.
Well,
so Justin Hicks and S. Baldwin, both patrons, subscribing to the point where they're going to get to pick an episode.
Oh, cool.
I've been in touch with these guys, and they've got some really good ideas.
Perfect. That's exciting. I love it.
So we're going to work with them, but thank you so much, Justin Hicks and S. Baldwin, for supporting the podcast. If you want to be cool like Justin Hicks and S. Baldwin are.
If you want to hear us ring the bell.
become a patron at bigfoodiespod.com. Links on our Facebook and not Instagram, but YouTube channel as well. You can support the show, get to pick episodes, all that fun stuff. We've got some swag for you. You get an autographed photo of the three of us.
That's the biggest ripoff.
I think that deters some people.
We
have a closed Facebook group, though.
Yeah,
and one of our patrons recently made some fan art.
Yeah, he made us a new logo for us, which is really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We can't use it because of copyright infringement.
Yeah.
But it looks really, really cool.
Maybe tweak it a little
but
bit.
But it looks really, really cool.
McDonald's so might have something to say about it.
But it's a great, great logo.
Oh, our first season assist.
He might have just moved the M to a 3. Work on it. But thank you so much to all our patrons for supporting the independent podcast. Then let's get to the episode.
What's going on, everybody? It's Friday, which means it's Big Foodies time. I am Biggie. That is Matt. That is BB Shea coming to you from the Biggie's Marco's Kitchen Studios. And man, today...
It's going down.
Get it's hyped. Gonna be something.
Get hyped. If you're not hyped, you will be hyped.
It's time to do what? Favorite club drink? we are going to try energy drinks.
Woo!
We have six of what I'd say are the biggest, most well-known.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you two. I was a big energy drinker for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Not as much now. BB, you don't really drink energy drinks.
I've never really been into energy
drinks. He's got natural energy.
Yeah, yeah. I got natural energy. I'm like,
exude it.
So I've never had any of these, honestly.
Okay.
I have had three of these.
Okay.
One I had with Jaeger a lot.
one many of you will be like, oh, yeah, I've had that with Jaeger.
One I got after a concert one time because it was free and... It's addicting, too, because I stopped at a gas station on the way home and bought three more. And then the other one, I mean, I don't know.
I can comfortably...
My name's not Kyle, but I still have it.
Okay. I can comfortably say that I've had all except one.
Mm.
So, I mean, I was big into energy drinks. Let's start with the... I just call it the OG, the original.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
Yeah. Get some wings.
Yeah. It's the, as you put, with Jaeger.
Jaeger,
for sure. Yeah. This has been with me... When in my early 20s, when I was running a pizza shop, I would stop at the gas station, buy a 4-pack of Red Bull, and I would drink them over a 10-hour shift.
Good
four of
Lord!
Them. Yeah. Oh, no, it was like, seriously, and I'm back working at Marco's still, helping Marco's out, and it's been passed down to the next generation because the guys I work with who are in their early 20s, late teens, love energy drinks,
wow.
man. It's something about food service, maybe.
Maybe.
It's an energy drink. But I used to have a 4-pack of these.
That's crazy.
BB, I want to see your reaction because look, the smell of these alone.
Oh, yeah. That wakes you up.
And then when you start drinking, Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bombs.
You know, this
Jaeger
is.
Jaeger bombs.
Matt, you were in a frat, so I was not, but still. And my friends can, they still bring this up. When I used to, before I would go out, before we would go out to bars when I was mid 20s, mm-hmm. I would drink a fifth of Jaeger. With the Jaeger bombs before I would go out. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is. And I'll tell you, I still...
This smell...
It brings back memories of Jaeger bombs.
It puts me in an exact memory of my life. you know? It's like, yep, there I am standing on the other side of that bar doing everything I can not to throw it.
Yeah. Oh, it tastes, it brings back so many memories, many, many memories for different reasons for me. I still like it.
I like the flavoring of
I still like it, the taste of a Red Bull. BB, it's your first go around. What do you think?
Oh, man. Oh. I don't, no, I don't like it that much.
No?
It's not that good.
What don't you care for?
I don't know. It's just,
is it too sweet?
Yeah, I think it's just too sweet.
Yeah.
Too sweet. I could definitely taste
it's very sweet.
Too much sugar in
there. There's a lot of sweetness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sweetness. And we got to rinse.
Do you want a dump bucket?
I'm just going to drink mine. I'm just. All
right.
That's the OG. That's the, this is truly the first one. And it was like I always thought it was a British thing.
Mm-hmm. Red Bull? Really?
Well, because they'd have the commercial, the old school commercials were always.
Yeah.
With like I was like, oh, this must come from the UK.
Yeah.
No. This old Red Bull.
Yeah, still around. Still holding court, too, I'm sure. Still
So when I bought this, there was a guy at the store stocking Red Bull, and he said he was a big fan of the podcast, weirdly enough.
Oh,
so
word.
That was pretty cool.
Shout out to the Red Bull
His name was Dylan, so out Dylan. Yeah.
Thanks, Dylan.
All right, let's...
Which one you going to go next?
Bang! Let's do that one.
Let's do bang, baby!
Bang! Bang!
I hear people talking about this stuff nonstop.
It's
You got to look up
brain and body fuel.
You got to look up the owner of Bang. It's a trip. The dude is a trip.
Did you pick flavors for any particular reason, or did you just grab one of each?
So I realized that there's a lot of flavors
because
of Bang.
This is Rainbow Unicorn.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
I didn't.
And it's clear.
Oh my God.
There's no rainbow at all.
I looked up the best flavors of Bang, and this was like top three in all the polls. So
does that say super creatine?
Yeah.
Does this have creatine?
They've been
in it?
Working on creatine. They've made it super.
By the makers of legendary energy products. Make no mistake, Bang is not your stereotypical high-sugar, life-sucking soda masquerading as an energy drink. No carbs, no sugars, no calories, and no artificial colors.
That's all
garbage.
As
evident by the fact that it's clear.
I don't know what to think of it. I get a lot of different flavors there. Yeah. I get...
It doesn't have the...
It has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
You know, like Red Bull has a little bit of like a sting to let you know that it's energizing you? There's no sting.
But I get three different flavors. Like one when I first taste it, then when I drink it, then later, like... You get like a candy flavor at the end.
It tastes candy.
So what's in this that...
It's not bad. I like the flavor better than... Red Bull.
Really?
Yeah.
I still prefer Red Bull to this. It's not bad,
though.
This is
sweeter than a Red Bull.
I disagree. I think Red Bull's
Life
sweeter.
Is an extreme sport, and Bang is the extreme energy source to live life extreme.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme.
We really should be playing, like, can't because of copyright. Yeah. Some loud... Like club dubstep music.
Turn some on in the background while you listen or watch.
Bang.
Listen to some dubstep.
Oh. Well.
Bang may cause epilepsy.
That's not proven. That's
no. This is straight up. We're going to get. That's terrible to say. What do we want to go with next?
I'll take that out in post.
Let's go with Monster.
I'd say Monster is... I don't know sales-wise who... Monster might be number one sales.
It might.
It is everywhere. It's still big in NASCAR. It's big on the back of dudes' jacked-up trucks.
Action sport. Like, all action sports, Monster's huge.
Yeah.
Monster.
230 calories.
At least once a week, I see...
Why do I care?
I get passed by a truck that's up, been jacked up,
just
has
a
big M
please.
On the back.
Yeah.
Now this looks like an energy drink.
Oh yeah.
This God. Look at this. Look
Unleash
at
the beast. Tear into a can of the meanest energy drink on the planet. Monster.
Just smelling it wakes you up.
It packs a powerful punch, but has a smooth, easy drinking flavor.
All right,
athletes,
here we go.
Musicians, anarchists, co-ed road warriors.
It's good. It's a little, I think you'll like this better than Red Bull. I mean, it tastes like an energy drink. If I'm traveling, I'll get a Monster Zero, like the no calorie one.
It tastes like an energy drink.
I'm getting some vanilla.
I get a hint of something. Did you cleanse your palate from before?
Yeah. Scotch of vanilla. It's a less sharp Red Bull.
I like how all of them just write vitamins in there, but don't say really.
I mean, like, okay, this Bang Nutrition Facts is a bunch of garbage, dude. No calories, no fat, no cholesterol, no sodium, no sugars. Like, come on, dog.
It's got something. I forgot how. To me, Monster has a good taste.
It's a good flavor. It has that energy drink flavor. Energy drinks have a very niche, unique flavor. Especially the OGs.
You know, we were just talking about, like, Coca-Cola's taken away that Coke energy they brought out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's because people who want energy drinks don't necessarily want a soda. You don't want soda plus. If you're drinking an energy drink, it's because you want that energy drink flavor.
There's some carbonation to it, but not a lot.
Yeah, I'm picking next.
Let's Dominic Toretto this thing.
That's what I was going to say.
We're gonna kick it into seventh gear and hit that button on the dashboard.
So the NOS.
Just wait for everything in your peripherals to start. Just.
I got a fun story about NOS energy drink.
What I love is it says enhanced mental focus.
It is, and I'll tell you how I know this.
If you're taking the SAT, get you a NOS.
So I went the night before a history final when I was in college. I went to an AC/DC concert.
Oh, God.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very good idea.
It's history. And I went to the show, and on the way back, and it was my worst subject. I'm like, I have to pass the final. So on the way back, out the door, they're like, hey, this show is sponsored by NOS Energy. You guys should grab a can. I'm like, cool. Grab this big-ass can of NOS. The guy that I'm with, like, have mine. I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm like, cool. We get in the car, I drink one, and I feel great. I feel amazing. It's one of the first times I've ever had an energy drink without, like, liquor associated with it. So I'm like, this is awesome. I'm just going to stay up all night and study. So I'm going to go to a gas station, and I'm going to buy two more NOSes.
Oh, my God.
So that I've got mine in my system, the other one from this dude, and two
good
more.
Good Lord.
Point me in the direction of the NOS.
I get to the gas station. They've got traditional, and they've got grape. And I said, one of each, let's ride. Get home, stay up all night studying for this final. Barely passed. Because I could not keep my eyes open during the final because I ran out of NOS.
Man, you should have done cocaine like Nicole.
Matt was on the highway to hell.
I love that NOS brought you to life and slowly.
And then slowly took me back down.
All right, this definitely, again, this looks and smells like an energy drink.
It's more tangy.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's got like a tang.
It's like orange citrus, juice.
Yeah. To me, that tastes the least of an energy drink so far.
I haven't had that in years.
That's good. I forgot that tastes good.
You get a little bit of that carbonation, but most of it is just that tangerine kind of flavor.
Huh. I like that though.
Well, while we've got the energy, let's talk about our sponsor, the Berry Patch. Give you energy by eating actually good for you, homegrown, healthy food.
That's a good point.
That's what the Berry Patch
is
about.
Can I take a NOS down there and be like, dump this in?
Give me all your strawberries.
NOS ice cream.
Strawberries, fresh fruit, peaches, all the ice cream, all the milkshakes you want, right off of 220. In Ellerby. So if you're heading to the beach, grab it on your way out. If you're heading back in, a nice end of vacation treat. Stop by and get the milkshakes. Tell them the Big Foodie sent you all kinds of great fresh produce. Check them out on Facebook or at theworldslargeststrawberry.com.
I love the end of vacation treat. It is a nice way to kind of wrap things.
Yeah.
And say one more nice little stop before back to reality.
Because you've been in the car now for longer than you're going to have to be in the car.
Yeah.
So it's a nice, hey, you know what? Vacation's over. Thanks
Let's
for hanging
get some
out.
Ice cream.
Thanks for chilling in the car. Yeah. Let's get a little ice cream.
Rainbow Unicorn could be a nice ice cream flavor.
Could be. What if they see this episode and decide to make a NOS flavor?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, well, look out. Yeah. That's going to be a loud ride home.
Yeah.
All right. I say save that for last. Let's do Rockstar.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't this a video game company?
Yes, yeah. They make the greatest video game ever.
They do.
GTA.
Which is not, a new one's not coming out anytime soon.
That's so sad, too. It is. But that doesn't, I still play Grand Theft Auto V, going out of style.
Exactly.
I do like they're all colored the same, so it's like you know that this is energy.
Well, it's got that energy drink color.
Yeah.
160 milligrams of caffeine.
Let me tell you, foamy. Big foam on this one.
I think it's that guarana, you know?
Damn
guarana.
Taurine. Isn't it taurine that they're like, it's from the bull's balls?
Yeah.
I'm serious. It's like, really? Where does the taurine come from? We see it's from the balls of the bull.
This isn't a flavor. This is rock. We shave it off. Flavor.
The bull ball.
All right, you ready?
No.
Jesus. Okay.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh, like syrup.
Hell no.
That's
I feel like I've had one of those, but I don't remember it tasting like that.
It's cough syrup.
Come on, y'all. So there are a lot more flavors of Rockstar, but I wanted to get the original.
Yeah, I'm glad you. I mean, that's the.
Yeah.
How long has that been in that can?
I don't know. Because, I mean, that thing's been. Rockstar's been around for a long time.
Here, dump me. That is Listerine. Mm-mm. That's like your grandpa's Listerine.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, even before the blue or the green.
That reminds me of, like, being sick and needing cough medicine.
Yeah.
Golly.
No thanks.
It's not the best.
Let's get rid of that. Let's go to Rain.
Rain!
I haven't tried this. I'm interested.
This has got a nice texture to the can.
I see a bunch of zeros. Is this another zero everything?
10 calories.
Okay. Ooh.
Much less than the rest.
Rain Supreme.
This is Melon Mania. Yeah.
Rain. So what I'm seeing is some go, yeah, we got sugar and caffeine and all the other stuff. And others go, hey, we are just energy. We don't have any of that extra, the sugar and... Well, this is clear.
Another clear ski, like the bag. Well,
because I guess they have to do that, so they do the no added, unnatural. Oh, this has electrolytes.
Ooh.
What else does it say over there?
Rain. Coenzymes.
Coenzymes.
Natural caffeine.
BCAA aminos.
That's just code for green tea, though.
Exactly.
It's an energy drink. Why does it say reduced fatigue?
No, because I think you have to put... things on there to be different.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that coenzyme.
Like, look. Oh, I thought this said super creative. Super creatine. Yeah. Super creative.
Put things on that are going to grab people's attention.
Not intended for individuals under the age of 18.
It's good flavor. It looks like the Las Vegas Knights logo.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
That doesn't move me. I feel like I have a film in my mouth.
It's like a...
God,
I think that's a little bit of the hangover from the Rockstar.
Bang!
It's fine.
What if you spend the rest of the day just
bang
for no reason?
Mike, bang! Mike Breen. Bang! Bang! Curry from downtown. Bang! Yeah, they play tonight, don't they?
Not tonight, because this episode's not dropping today.
Are we in the future?
Bang!
Barrett just gave our secret away. You mean you didn't film these live?
So much of a secret? We've been wearing the same shirts for the last 6 weeks.
Bang!
Bang! Secrets unveiled!
Barrett with a joke from downtown. Bang!
He connects!
Anyways, these don't work at all.
No.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, this was quite something. If you had to choose one to be stuck on an island with, like if you were on a plane and it went down and one case washed up, which one would you hope it would be?
Oh, God.
Red Bull, because it gives you wings. You can fly off the island. Oh, no, that's a stupid thing.
I'd take Nas.
Honestly, yeah, Nas is really good. I did enjoy this bang.
Bang is good, yeah.
I did enjoy the bang.
Yeah, I think either Nas or Monster.
I still like the taste, and maybe it's just the memories. I still like the taste of a Red Bull. I'd say for me it'd be Nas or Red Bull. Bang surprised me though for being zero of everything. That's good taste.
Rockstar can
man, Rockstar. If I see that coming with me into an island, I hope it lands on me.
I'd rather have nothing but salt water.
He's gonna run underneath the thing.
Oh God.
Is it Rockstar?
Take me out.
God. No. We're sending you relief. It. Just take me in the helicopter.
Don't worry, guys. We've got a whole case of Rockstar. Oh, man.
We'll be back later with the life rafts and life jackets. In the meantime,
here's some Rockstar.
It's a 24-pack of Rockstar to get you through the week.
It's all we can find.
My God.
Hey, all right, well, interesting episode, to say the least.
Comment on this YouTube video with your favorite energy drink of all time.
Or just write,
bang! Yeah. Comment bang, and whoever puts the most exclamation points gets a free pizza.
No, don't say that. You know someone's going to make it so we can never read any other comments. Don't do that.
Bang!
That's not what we're doing.
It's the energy drink talking.
It's not what we're doing.
Tell us your favorite energy drink, and we will possibly give you a pizza.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, subscribe on YouTube. Check out our website. Yes, we have a website.
Yeah.
Listen to us on all of your social media and podcasting platforms. Thanks for checking us out. Subscribe. Leave us a review. We deeply appreciate it.
That's it.
BB, you want to take us out?
Bang!
We'll see you next week.